All right, we're ready to record again. We were talking about the farm and some of the terms that we might use if we lived on a farm. Can you tell me what a farmer might call, or what he might have called it in the past, a place where he keeps his cows and he goes there to milk the cows? This might be smaller than a barn. It might not be a cow barn. It might be a milk barn. A milk barn. All right. What do you think he might call a smaller barn where he keeps his hogs or his pigs?
Pig pen.
A pig pen.
Hog pen.
And then if he built a little cover for them, he'd call that the what?
House.
What kind of house? A place to keep the hogs. You might call it a hog house.
Hog.
Did you say that? All right. A long time ago, when people milked cows instead of buying their milk from the dairy, where did they keep their milk and their butter? You may not have actually seen this, but you've heard of country people here in this county. If they wanted to cool their milk and their butter, where might they have placed it?
I don't know. I don't know where they put the milk and the butter.
In
a branch close by. Are you referring to that? Yeah, I have heard of them, but that was a long time ago when they did that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I thought maybe you had heard of people who didn't have refrigeration here in this county many, many years ago, who had the problem of cooling their milk or butter. Did you know any families that had a building that they call the dairy on their farm?
Yeah, my husband, his family had a dairy.
Oh, what was their dairy like in size and purpose and so on?
It wasn't too big, and they milked the cows twice a day. They milked them in the morning, and they bottled the milk and put it on the truck, and they brought it to town and delivered the milk to each house. And then that afternoon they milked the cows again, poured up the milk in milk bottles, put it on the truck, and brought it back to town.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. They did it even on Sunday. They worked 7 days a week. And this was before 1945.
All right. On their farm, if they had a place around the barn enclosed for their animals, what was that area called?
Pasture.
The pasture? Now, was this the place where they grazed and ate grass, or was this the place where they might stay for the night? The area around the barn that was fenced in, what is that called?
I don't know.
All right. Did any of your family ever grow cotton?
No, they didn't.
But people in the community did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe you've already talked about that, about cotton in the county. Did you ever work at any time in cotton, or even for a few hours?
Yeah, for a few hours. This farm that I went to visit my friend who lived on the farm out in the country, we were about 12 years old, and we wanted to pick cotton. So her daddy let us pick cotton, and we picked for about an afternoon.
And what did you find about it?
It was hot and too tired. We got hot and we got too tired. We never did want to do it again.
Well, I've had a similar experience, so I knew what you would say about
and
that.
He gave us a cotton sack we put over our shoulder.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you ever hear any term for thinning out the cotton when it was too thick, when they planted it and it came up and there was